You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Cashmans, joined by Rhett Bollinger. We're going to talk about the hot stove season as we enter into the free agency and the trade market and the rumor mill and all that fun stuff. And the Twins figure to be right in the middle of all of that because they're a team that certainly wants to rise out of the rut of the last 4 years, four straight 90-plus loss seasons. Made a change at the top with Ron Gardenhire out and Paul Molitor in. And let's ask Rhett about that first of all. I mean, Molitor's obviously a guy who means so much to this organization's history and also its present. I mean, he was on Gardenhire's coaching staff this past year. I'm sure he's a guy who has the respect of the players, you know, the second he walks in the room. What was your reaction to that, how that process played out and also, you know, to Molitor's readiness for this position?
Well, Molitor was always the front runner, so it wasn't a surprise that he got the job. From the start, I mean, he's a guy that's been in the organization for 18 years, various roles. He finished his Hall of Fame playing career here in Minnesota, served as a bench coach for this team, was a roving minor league instructor and spring training instructor for 10 years, was, you know, on the major league staff last year under Gardenhire. So basically it's kind of a, you know, perfect world where he knows all the guys on the major league roster right now from being on the, you know, basically the roster last year, but he also knows all the minor leaguers from all his time as kind of a roving instructor. So he's very familiar with the organization. Like you said, he commands so much respect as a Hall of Famer. He's a little more serious in demeanor than Gardenhire. Definitely very different personalities. I mean, Gardenhire is more of the kind of chummy, funny, laid-back type guy, where Molitor's also a little laid-back, but just a little more quiet and just a different feel around the two of them. So anyone who kind of thinks the Twins are hiring kind of a clone or something or not really making much of a difference and a change, they're wrong. I mean, he's definitely more into the advanced stats, into shifting, that kind of thing. So I definitely think Molitor was a strong hire and one that was kind of expected from the start, but the process took a while. Twins did their due diligence, didn't want to make any announcements during the World Series, but in the end they got their man and made their big announcement on Tuesday.
Something I never knew about Molitor was the role he had in scouting the A's in 2002 when the Twins took down that Moneyball A's team. A lot of players credited him for the advanced scouting that he had done. Shows a little savvy there.
Yeah, I didn't know about that until yesterday. I mean, yesterday Terry Ryan was talking to us and was telling us the same story. And he said that he remembered even seeing those reports and that they were, you know, even better than most of the kind of advanced scouts that they had hired that had been doing it for a long time. So he sees things that most people don't see.
Well, he's going to need to – maybe he'll see some things in the pitching market for a Twins team that needs – you know, once again, needs some assistance in that area. Obviously, the worst ERA from a starting standpoint for the third time in 4 years. And that was with a really strong input from Phil Hughes, who was a great buy-low pickup for the Twins. And they're going to need him to repeat that. And they're going to need to find another Phil Hughes out there somewhere. As you look at the market, Rhett, maybe the Twins are in a good spot from the standpoint that, you know, pitching's never been deeper, really. Just as a function of the offensive decline around Major League Baseball. But there's some guys at the top of the heap, obviously, like the Max Scherzers and John Lesters of the world. Don't expect the Twins to play in that market. But, you know, you look at the depth of options in free agency and maybe they'll find another diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go after one of those big guys like you mentioned. I don't think they're going to go after a Scherzer or a Shields or a Lester. It certainly would be a big help for this rotation. I mean, to have a kind of an ace at the top of it to join Hughes. But I just think with the years and the money involved, the Twins usually don't, you know, get involved into that outside of their, you know, big one last year getting Alaska and, you know, $49 million. And sure enough, he really struggled last year. So
right.
I think they'll probably go after more of a mid-tier rotation guy, maybe a guy like a Jason Hamill or a Brandon McCarthy. I think they're going to stay away from guys, though, that were offered qualifying offers, whether it's a position player or a pitcher. I don't think they want to lose a draft pick with, you know, right now with the way they're kind of still retooling their team. But definitely, I think they're definitely going to sign a starting pitcher. I think it's probably going to be from that second tier rather than, you know, kind of breaking the bank and going after one of those aces.
I mean, McCarthy's a great option, in my opinion. Doesn't walk anybody, strikes people out. You know, really figured some things out when he kind of changed his arsenal heading over to the Yankees this past season. But and you got some guys who can just eat up innings for you. Twins go that right. A guy like Kyle Kendrick or Ryan Vogelsong, I mean, those guys are going to give you you know, maybe 180 innings or so, which could be an asset to just kind of stabilizing things. That's what the Twins need right now. They had a nice year offensively. Any trade candidates on this club, Red? I mean, Trevor Plouffe is a guy I'm sure some people will point to just coming off of a nice season at third base if the Twins want to make room for Miguel Sano, but that might be rushing things a bit, certainly on a Sano standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, Plouffe definitely could be an option to be moved, I mean, with Sano coming up, but I guess the problem with it is that Sano coming off of Tommy John, I guess there's still not 100% certainty that Sano is going to be a third baseman. So it'd be tough to trade away a guy like Plouffe who kind of had his big breakout year and prove that he can at least be a solid, you know, above-average third baseman in the big leagues, to lose a guy like that and then bring in Sano and maybe he can't play third. I mean, I think the Twins are very hopeful that he can. I just don't think the Plouffe thing will happen probably right this offseason. It could happen maybe in the future. But Plouffe definitely did a lot last year and probably has his value is probably about as high as it's ever been. They could obviously go after his trade to some prospects and guys. Eddie Rosario is a guy that kind of had some trouble in the minors, but had a really big Arizona Fall League. There's some of those guys like that. I can't imagine they're going to make even Oswaldo Arcia, the other young guy, that maybe they could do that, but I think he's too much of a part of their future with the power. I think anything, I don't expect any major trades with this club. Maybe some smaller ones, and maybe, you know, just trying to go after one of those, you know, mid-tier starters, or even going after some starting pitchers that are kind of like a Brett Anderson type or one of those kind of reclamation projects where you can kind of get a guy and see if you can get him for cheaper and maybe you get lucky the way they kind of did with Hughes. So I think that any big major trades that can shake up this roster probably would surprise me. But I guess you never know.
Yeah, Brandon Morrow strikes me as an option there when you mentioned a sort of reclamation-type project. He could be an interesting one. Or Justin Masterson, a guy who used to be in the division for the Indians, definitely on the reclamation end. I mean, the general expectation, they have some young guys infiltrating the rotation at this point. They made the trade midseason, Sam Fold, for Tommy Malone, and maybe Malone ultimately shakes out for him. They're just trying to piece things together rotation-wise. As far as the position player standpoint is concerned, do you expect any movement there? You think they're fairly satisfied around the diamond, or are there areas to maybe improve there?
I think they could maybe add maybe one outfielder. I mean, they have some options in the outfield. Obviously, Arcia is kind of the right fielder of the future, but he kind of goes through these slumps here and there, and still his defense still hasn't got quite to the point they want it to get to. Aaron Hicks, obviously, as we know, has had some struggles the last 2 years. As a center fielder, Jordan Schaefer was a nice pickup, but he seems more as a fourth outfield option. So I could see them going after maybe another outfielder, maybe even a veteran guy. I know that maybe even someone that's had some history with the team. I thought Kadire might have been a good fit before he was offered the qualifying offer. That's not going to happen, but they've been linked already to talking to Torrey Hunter's agents. So they could go after a veteran guy because that's such a young clubhouse, maybe to kind of get these guys, you know, kind of show them the ropes, I guess you could say. But I could also see them just going after a kind of a, you know, lower, cheaper option, a guy who can play all three positions to kind of at least give him some more depth in the outfield for now. Because with Buxton suffering another injury with his, you know, broken middle finger, he's going to be out till February when he comes back. His timeline keeps getting pushed back and back and further. So I think that right now the Twins, at least in the short term, might go after an outfield option. But I got to imagine, you know, infield and catching, unless it's some sort of, you know, kind of non-roster, really cheap minor league moves. I don't really see anything too major. It's going to be more in the outfield, I think.
Yeah, it's fun to envision a guy like Kadire or Hunter coming back. But yeah, as you mentioned, Kadire, that pretty much killed that when he got the qualifying offer, which as we record this, I mean, who knows, by the time people listen to this, he could have accepted that, just given the way that could hurt his market. And then Hunter, incredible clubhouse presence, and the Twins know that as well as anybody, but certainly getting up there in years, so you wonder at what point you're overpaying for his contributions on the field. There are guys, I don't know, Chris DeNorfio just came to mind. We talk about a guy who can kind of play all over and be more of a complimentary piece. There's a guy who's available, but we'll see. The main thing for the Twins is, finding another starter who can just give them quality innings. That's what they need right now more than anything. And certainly have a good guy in the dugout in Paul Molitor, a guy who's respected and savvy and going to bring a lot of things to that job. But at the end of the day, if they don't improve their pitching, it's going to be tough to climb out of that position in the AL Central. So we'll see. Thanks for Rhett Bollinger for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. It's been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins Edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.